We have words from on the board from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 8, text number 23. Svabhavika prema dohar udaya karila. दुहालंगिया दुहे भूमि ते पड़िला स्वाभाविक प्रेम दुहार उदय करिला दुहालंगिया दुहे भूमि ते पड़िला The translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Their natural love for each other was awakened in them both, and they embraced and fell to the ground. So these two are Ramanand Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Srila Ramanand Rai was an incarnation of Gopi Vishakha. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vishakha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and Gopi Vishakha is principal Gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Thus, the natural love between Ramanand Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakened as they embraced. And this happened, on the banks of Godavari, place called Kohur. We had an opportunity, Srila Prabhupada also went there in 72 as a Gaudiya Mutt. Temple at this place, and they also claim that this temple is Vrindavan of the South, as Krishna Radha appeared here in North India in Vrindavan. And there's another place that is on the bank of Godavari. Also, Radha and Krishna appeared. You have heard, but you will hear or you will be reminded of Radha Krishna's appearance at that particular place. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is starting his travels of South India, and prior to his departure from Jagannath Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya says, "My dear Lord, when you are in Andhra Pradesh, you please meet this Ramanand Rai. Don't miss him. My humble appeal that you kindly meet him." Well, he is, although born in a Shudra family, and now as a governor or Kshatriya, Do not neglect him. Don't stay away from him. Please see him. If there's anyone who knows the mellows, the rasa, he's a great rasik and he is the rasagya. He's a knower of the rasas. He's distinguished amongst the rasikas or rasagyas. He's the topmost. So please see him. The Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling. He has come to the banks of Godavari. And of course, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that Godavari to be Jamuna Maiya ki. That is our Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For him, every river is Jamuna. And there was little forest also around where he was. Oh, this is Vrindavan. If this is Jamuna, this is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and danced in ecstasy. And then after quite some time, then he crossed Godavari. And now he's Ghata Chhadi Kata Dure Jala Sannidhane Vasi Prabhu Kare Krishna Naam Sankirtane. For long time he did his Krishna Naam Sankirtan. He Nankale Dolaya Chadi Ramanandaraya Snana Kari Bare Aila Bajana Bajai. And there comes Ramanandrai. He is in a palanquin. He is not an ordinary person. He is a governor. He doesn't walk like ordinary creatures do. So he is being carried in a palanquin. And there is also Bajana Bajai. There are some. The musical instruments are also being played and mantras being chanted. Tare sange bahu aila vaidika brahman vidhimate kaila teho snanadi tarpan. And he is accompanied by learned brahmanas, pandits, purohits are there and they are chanting the mantras and the snan, the bathing of governor is done with all the Vedic rituals, all the mantras, everything is done perfectly. Prabhu tahe dekhi janila yehi Ramananda Rai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the person in the palanquin, and he thought, he is the one, he must be the Ramanand Rai. Tahare milite Prabhu mana uthi dhai. And when he saw Ramanand Rai there in the palanquin, he wanted to run, or his mind and heart started running towards Ramanand Rai. Tathapi dhairya dhari prabhu rahila basiya. But he controlled himself. Oh, I am a sannyasi. I should be more serious, grave, not chanchal. I should not be the first one to run after him, to him. So he stood where he was. Ramananda Aila Purva Sanyasi Dekhiya. Then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen Ramanand Rai, Ramanand Rai also had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood there, but Ramanand ran towards Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A Purva Sanyasi like him, then in front of him. He had never ever seen any sannyasi like this one, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyasi. Surya sama kanti adunavasan. So what was the special feature of this sannyasi? He was arunasam. He was as brilliant as sun. And he was wearing saffron robes. Subalita prakanda deha kamala lochan. And he was well built. Very tall. How much tall? You have seen Panchatattva in Mayapur? That's life size Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think ISKCON just exaggerated, just made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bigger in size. There's no dearth of funds, so they added some more extra kilos of some dhatus, ashtadhatu, panchadhatus. No, that's the... So that sized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, subalita prakanda deha kamala lochan, and lotus-eyed sannyasi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dekhiya dohara mane haila chamatkar, asiya karila dandavata namaskar. And as he has come closer, he threw himself at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Uthi Prabhu kahe utha, kaha Krishna Krishna. Why are you offering obeisance? Get up, stand up and say Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why are you just sitting there? He's offering obeisance, but you're just sitting and so say Krishna, Krishna. Tabe alingite prabhu ridaya satrishna. And then they were very eager, satrishna. They were thirsty for what? To embrace each other. They were very thirsty, very eager. Tathapi puchila tumi Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before embracing that person, he just wanted to make sure this one is Ramananda Rai. He did not want to offer obeisance to some wrong persons. Although he was kind of sure, but why not confirm? So he asked, Are you Ramananda Rai? Are you Ramananda Rai? Teho kahe sai hai radasa shudra manda. Aha, yes, that's the one, that's me, shudra, the low-born and dull-headed, that's me, yes, that's Ramanand, that's the one. Tabi tare kaila prabhu drida alingan. So now it's confirmed. He is Ramanand Rai. And Mahaprabhu has stepped forward and gave a deep embrace to Ramanand Rai. Prema veshe prabhu bhratya dohe achetan. And as their bodies have touched, ecstasy has aroused and they have lost all external consciousness, achetan, as if nothing else exists. They are totally oblivious to all the surroundings. Sabhavika prema dohara udaya karila. That is the verse. Now you know what is happening. Where it is happening. This is the context. Swabhavika prem dohar udaya karila. Their natural affection, love for each other aroused. Duha alingiya duhe bhumite padila. And as they in a state of that embrace, and as they have lost external consciousness, they don't know whether they are sleeping or there's another way to become, lose all the not oblivious to the surrounding, just go deep sleep and you don't know whether there's a class going on or today's a disappearance day of Ramanand Rai is off, gone off, like a achetan, jad, dead. Anyway, the just opposite of that in spiritual ecstasy, and you could also be losing all the external consciousness. And so that has happened to these two Prabhus, and they were not even sure, are we standing or... So they lost the balance and they just fell down on the ground. And well, this is, this introduction to Ramanand Rai. This is Ramanand Rai. You could see him. You could smell, you could touch that Ramanand Rai. This is a video, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj has compiled, described that, captured those movements, rare times. Are you taking note? Blow by blow, I say. Okay, then next, then this. You just paint the picture and it will be 3D, three-dimensional. And as you hear, you forget where you are and you just go back into that 500-year old, not old, fresh. It never becomes old. Old is gold. It's golden. Golden opportunity for us to read through and be there. What else is happening? Stambha sveda ashru kampa pulaka vaivarnya. All these symptoms are visible. As if Krishnadas Kaviraj is looking at, stambha means like a motionless, no movement. Sveda, perspiring, perspiration is taking note. Ashru, The tears gliding down the cheeks. Pulaka, body trembling. As the soul is touching the Supreme Soul, then all these symptoms manifest. It's not body touching the body. It is soul touching the Super Soul, the Supreme Soul. When that yoga, when that link, then all these symptoms. Duhara mukhete suni gadagad Krishna Varna. And their voice is choked up, but some sound could be heard of Krishna, 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 Krishna Varna, Gad Gad. Dekhiya brahmane rahaila chamatkar vaidika brahmana sabakarena vichar. So while these two of them were embracing and they have fallen down on the ground and rolling on the ground and The Vedic Brahmanas are looking at this scene there, and they are thinking, and what are their thoughts? Eita sanyasira teja dekhi brahmasam. Look, is this sannyasi is brilliant as effulgence of Brahman? Shudra alingiya kene karena krandan. But why is such an exalted sannyasi embracing Shudra? He should be crying and what not, they are singing and rolling on the ground, not understanding. Of course, not understanding Ramanand Rai. Going for externals. Oh, he is Shudra, we know. He is born in Shudra family and he is now governor, administrator. Why should sannyasi? Why should sannyasi touching him, embracing him? Hey, Maharaja, Mahapandita, Gambhir. And then he also giving some credit, some qualification. Our Maharaj, this Ramanand Rai, he's a grave person. Natural, normally he's very grave. He's known for his gravity, and he is learned also. But why is he, by touching sannyasi, become asthir, chanchal, and unsteady, and is no more grave? And this is not an activity of a learned person, embracing and crying and rolling on the ground and perspiration. Eimata vipragana bhave mane man vijatiya loka dekhi prabhu kaila samvaran. Immediately, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Amanand Rai, they have taken, Vedic Brahmanas, they are called Vijatiya, Sajatiya, Vijatiya. They have no adhikar, they don't belong to this realm. They can't understand, this is not their cup of tea. They are outcast. Says Lord, and Ramanand Rai has taken note that they are looking at us, immediately they have withdrawn their all this suppressed, subdued their emotions and ecstatic feelings. Preaching to the faithless, they are faithless, they don't have faith, so they should not be, these things should not be revealed unto them, certainly. And they already have started blaspheming, what kind of sannyasi, what kind of, or governor is. So immediately they have wound up their emotions externally, at least they are not exhibiting. Sustahaya duhe sei sthanete basila. And then both of them sat down. Tabe hasi mahaprabhu karite lagila. And then there was some laughing and humor and jokes, and lighter moments are being shared. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya kahila tomara shune, tomare milite more karilo yatane. I was asked to see you by Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, And well, I was looking for you. And then Mahaprabhu says, I did not have to make any extra endeavor to find you. Luckily and naturally, I have found you here. And Ramananda Rai says, oh, that Sarvam Bhattacharya, he's so kind, he's so kind. When I'm with him, he expresses his kindness. He's away from me, I'm here, he is in Jagannath Puri, but he's always thinking of my welfare. And that's why he had remembered me and asked you to see me. Toma milibare moro etha agaman bhalo hailo anayase bhailo darshan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I'm untouchable and this and that. Ramananda Rai says, but Sarvam Bhattacharya very kindly directed you to me and to see me. And so talks like that are very confidential, and Guhyam Akhyati Prachyati is going on. Kaha sakshat Ishwara Narayan Tumi Ishwara. You are Narayan. Kaha muhi Raja Sevi Vishayi Kshudra Adham. And I am just nobody. I'm fallen and I'm Shudra, low born. Moraspershena karile ghana vedabhoy. In fact, it is not proper. You are sannyasi, you are Brahmin. And you have seen me, not only seen, but you have touched me and this and that. But this is not right thing for you to do. This is going on. Tranadapi suni chena. Tarodapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. This is the glaring example of that Tranadapi Sunishena is our Ramanand Rai ki. Anyway. So then soon one Brahmin steps forward and invites Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to his home and take lunch, bhiksha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Brahmin's place and takes prasad. And now, they will be meeting. They spend quite many days meeting each other, Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, this is a whole chapter, talks between Lord and Ramanand Rai. We just kind of set the scene. Now the talk is about to begin when class is about to end. This is setting the scene, like first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, setting the scene, and then begins the dialogue. And the first canto of Bhagavatam is also setting the scene, and then in the second canto, Shukadeva Goswami begins, Om Namo Bhagavate, and second, so like that. It is for you to, for you to do the homework, to study these talks, read through and study these talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai. They are very confidential, and these are highest subject matters. If Chaitanya Charitamrita becomes very confidential, it is not for neophytes. And first you study Bhagavad Gita, then you study Bhagavatam, then you could enter Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why is that? Because of the nature of these talks between Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, amongst other talks and subject matters, especially in the Madhya Leela here, and then in Antya Leela in Jagannath Puri, the talks are confidential, means talks of Radha Krishna, they become confidential, and then Madhurya Ras, this is the essence of everything, and the talks between Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are talks between Radha and Krishna, talks of Radha and Krishna, and the what is happening here is, well, this is our Ramanand Rai. Although they are both talking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes a student. He is the audience. And the speaker is Ramanand Rai. He gets Ramanand Rai to speak. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing those talks. What is the most confidential, what's the best thing to do? And then that dialogue is also there, starting with yad karosi yadasnasi yajuhosi. No, not that's external. Sarva dharman parityajo, that is external. Oh, varnashram dharma, no, go ahead, talk more. This is external, and then this, and then that, and then dasya bhav, now go more, and sakhya, and vatsalya, and madhurya, and then he was there. Okay, now settle. Talk more, and Ramanand Rai talks. Prema, Vivarta, Vilas. This is a compilation of Ramanand Rai, and he is talking. Radharani looking at Tamal tree, and she mistook that as Krishna. And she's resting and embracing Tamal tree. So this misunderstanding, this is called Vivarta, Srila Prabhupada is explained in the section here, in the purports. Understanding one for the other, all these kind of transformations, spiritual transformations at the top level, and Radha and Krishna topics. So anyway, day after day they meet, and all night long, I mean, they're sleepless nights, and they're talking Krishna Katha. Their Krishna Katha is Radha Krishna Katha. During that stay, the meeting and stay here at Kohur on the banks of Godavari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, one time Ramanand Rai says, I used to see you as a sannyasi with a golden complexion, but what is this? What am I seeing now? Your complexion has changed. You are looking no more Gaur Sundar, but you're looking like a Shyam Sundar. He was saying Shyam Sundar. Which one are you? I saw you as that golden complexion sannyasi. Is that your identity, or now I'm seeing you? This is your identity. Who are you? Which one are you? And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then he quotes that verse that Sthavara jangama dekhi, sthavara jangama dekhi, na dekhi tar murti. Sarvatra hai ishta devira sphurti. No, it is not my fault. No. Because your worshipable deity is Krishna. So persons whose deity is worshipable deity in their exalted, ecstatic, emotional, devotional state, they only see their worshipable deity. They do not see sthavara jangama dekhi. Although they see sthavara jangam, some stationary objects, some moving objects or persons, although so much is happening around them, but they don't see nothing else, but their mind is always fixed on Ishtadevira Spurti. They get inspiration and they see their worshipable Lord everywhere, so that is what is happening with you. It's not my fault. I'm the same. Your worshipable deity is Krishna, Shyam Sundar. So you are seeing Shyam Sundar. But then, no, Ramananda, no. He's cleaning his eyes. Am I seeing that? What I'm seeing? He's again seeing Shyam Sundar. And then Sri Krishna, in the presence of Vishakha, Krishna could not hide. He is revealing himself to Vishakha, himself as Krishna. And then soon as Radha and Krishna. So from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he is seeing Radha, he is seeing Shyam Sundar, and then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. As we know this statement. So this is where, this is a demonstration of that. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna. And this fact was revealed unto Ramananda Rai. Only Ramananda Rai had such darshan, such opportunity to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna. Well, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally, he left for South India, goes all over. Tamil Nadu and Kerala and Karnataka, and comes to Maharashtra and goes to Pandharpur and goes to Nasik, and he's at the source of Godavari River. And well, he has collected Brahma Sanhita at Adi Keshav temple near Kanyakumari, and Krishna Karanamrit on the confluence of Krishna Venna River in Maharashtra. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally is on the way to way back to Jagannath Puri. He is in northern province of Hyderabad, it's described. Then he comes to Kalinga Desh country, Kalinga country. Then he comes to Vidyanagar. This is where he meets Ramanand Rai once again. And Ramanand Rai is again delighted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And again, as we just went through this description, both are embrace and ecstasies and falling on the ground and then somehow manage sitting down and talking. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Here, I brought these two scriptures for you. This is Brahma Samhita, and take this, is Krishna Karanamrit. You remember, you are talking of those Siddhantas and that Tattva. All that you had shared with me is supported by these two scriptures," Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Ramanand Rai makes copy, not a photocopy. And he kept those two scriptures for himself. The news spread that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back in town. The more public started coming, and then Ramanand Rai left, leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all the assembled citizens. And then again, citizens go away, and Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again they spend 5 to 7 days talking about Krishna, Krishna Katha. During those talks, one day Ramanand Rai said, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left, in fact, earlier, first visit, he had advised him, "You should leave this place, leave your job, go to Jagannath Puri. I will be touring around and return to Jagannath Puri. I would like to see you there. Then we'll talk more Krishna Katha." So Ramanand Rai has said, "I have applied. I have submitted my resignation. And King Pratap Rudra has kindly accepted my resignation. And I should be coming to Puri very soon." And Chaitanya, "In fact, I had come back to you to make sure you do that. Good that you have now permission of the king to give up this post." So he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Let's go now, let's go." Ramanand Rai says, no. "When I go, well, I'm not like you, sannyasi, yet. There'll be horses, there'll be elephants, there'll be chariots. So much sounds and roaring of these animals and the sound. So you proceed and I will soon join you." So that is what happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded towards Jagannath Puri. He arrived, now he is staying at Kashi Mishra's home. Then before Ramanand Rai comes, Bhavanand had arrived with his four sons. Bhavanand is the father of Ramanand Rai. And he wanted to surrender himself and his sons. "We are at your disposal. Here is a Vaninath. Here is a Vaninath, my son. And he could do personal service to you, and other sons are there." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
And he said, please do not consider me outsider. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, I know you are Pandu. Bhavanand Rai, you are Pandu and your sons are all 5 Pandavas and your wife is Kunti and Ramanand Rai is Arjun. He is called Arjun, he is also supposed to be Arjun and he is also supposed to be Vishakha Gopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept one son. He said, yes sir, your another son will be joining me very soon, Ramanand Rai. So keep one son, Vaninath, Pattanayak, his name. There's also another Vaninath, Dvija Vaninath, brother of Gadadhar Pandit. So there are 2 Vaninaths. So Ramanand Rai had returned with other 3 sons and he was going to be dedicating his life from wherever he would reside in his kingdom. So then Sri Krishna, Ramanand Rai also joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri and along with Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai, they become the team. One is Lalita, another one is Vishakha. Naturally, they are a team. So during the final pastimes in Jagannath Puri, when Lord is residing at Gambhira, these 2 Prabhus are always with him, Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, samarpiyitam unnata ujjvala rasam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to relish and deliver unnata ujjvala ras, the topmost mellow. Madhurya Ras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing and is experiencing being Radharani. Earlier, as Krishna, he has done also dharma samsthapana arthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He has spread the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he is Krishna and he is Radharani. So after his Krishna role, Dharma Samsthapana Arthaya, South India tour and spreading, propagating the holy name. Now he is there for 18 years. Now he is always in Radha Bhav and Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. He is there in the mood and in emotions of Radharani. And then, so that Chaitanya in the mood of Radha is accompanied by Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai. So, all the time, most of the time, Swarup Damodar, he does some singing of appropriate songs and prayers to correspond the emotional feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he hears the song sung by Swarup Damodar and he listens to the talks of Ramanand Rai. Even during those, in the final chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter called Sikshastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting those Chaito Darpana Marjanam and all those verse after verse, and then he would give his own, he would say a verse and give interpretation, comments. He would take these 2 brothers, Ramanandra and Swarup Damodar, and all night long Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking, sharing his emotions. One night, one verse, or going from verse to verse and talking, commenting. That Ramanandra also, he wrote a drama called Jagannath Vallabh Natak. Ramanandra was not only author, writer of this drama, but then he also was a director, and he was also the makeup man. The young girls, they used to enact this drama of Jagannath Vallabh drama, and Ramanand Rai, he used to do makeup before that, bathing and dressing all these young girls and acting this pastimes in that drama. Ramanand Rai is, there's a zero agitation or disturbance in his mind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time said, "Oh, even I." Well, okay, let's not say that. even sannyasis, when they see some wooden doll of a woman, they are agitated. But look at my Ramanand Rai; he's undisturbed. And these young girls are not wooden dolls; they are living girls, living, moving, and. But he is undisturbed. So that shows he's absorbed in the topmost mellow of Radha and Krishna and less bothered by all these external forms or what he sees and touches. And okay, so that Ramanand Rai, he's also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to discuss most confidential topics with 3.5 persons, it says. Three and a half persons. So one of those persons was Swarup Damodar. The other person was Ramanand Rai. The third person was Sikhi Mahiti. The fourth person was sister of Sikhi Mahiti called Madhavi. But she was woman, so she was considered half in the grand total. So 1 plus 1, 2 plus 1, 3 plus not 1 but 1.5. So this is how 3.5 persons Mahaprabhu would talk of the most confidential topics. Ramanand Rai is one of them. Ramanand, Srila Ramanand Rai Tirubhava Tithi Mahotsava Ki Jaya. So on this day he departed, and of course it's not a he must have returned to Vrindavan, his Vishakha Gopi. So where else would he go? From that pastime, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, then he's returning here to Radha Krishna pastimes. But why say return? That pastime is also eternal there in Jagannath Puri. So is Vishakha here and Vishakha is Ramananda Rai. They are eternally in the pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, any? Well, someone is trying to raise hands. Yes? Two.
Hare Krishna. So when the discussion between this Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going on, then the topic of Varnasrama system has come. So I don't understand that, where does this conception of Daivi Varnasrama system has come from? Because we are following, we are ISKCON following this. I never found this kind of term in the Vedic.
Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stand was, I'm not brahmachari, grihastha, this, that. Naham vipro. And then, Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasanu Das. So when talking of the constitutional position and our position in the spiritual sky, we are, well, it's a beyond. We do give name Varnashram. We kind of spiritualize, Krishnaize by saying the Devi Varnashram. But still, Varna and Ashram, Chatur Varnya Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am the creator, founder of this Varna and Ashram. And what is the basis of this Varna Ashram? Is Chatur Varnyam. Is a Guna Karma. So Guna means Sattva Gun, Raja Gun, Tama Gun. Brahmini is Sattvic and Kshatriya like that, and Shudra full of Tama Gun. So first you decide which varna you belong to, and then you are decided which ashram you go for. If you are Brahmin, you could be Brahmin, you could be belonging to all the ashrams, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi for a Brahmin. If you are Kshatriya, only three ashrams. If you are Vaishya, only two ashrams. If you are Shudra, your first and last ashram is Grahastha ashram, one ashram. Yeah. So whole foundation of this Varna ashram is Varna, the color, this color. Sattva guna is this color, and also there are colors for each guna, each of these three modes of material nature. In that sense, there also varna. Varna means color. Varna also meaning this the gunas is rajasattva tama. So we try to make the best use of the bad bargain, right, as they say. Varnashram is a kind of a bad bargain, but make a best use by making it daivi or. And should be followed as much as possible. But in the spiritual sky, which is Traigunya, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Naistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. When Krishna says, these topics in Vedas, you will find they are full of these gunas. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Naistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. You should become transcendental to these three modes of material nature.
So as we have body and we have mind and we have upbringing and so we belong to this varna at ashram, but then going higher, even that is external. That is external. Go forward, talk of something higher. Talk of something higher. Okay, go higher, go higher, go higher. Then varnashram is left way behind. You are higher and higher and higher. Okay, something like that. It is someone.
One more question.
Okay.
So, as far as we are in the line of Rupanuga, so can we call Radharani as our mother, or how should
Radharani
I look?
Radharani as?
Our mother, or how should I look her?
Tomeva mata, tomeva pita, tomeva bandhu, tomeva sakha, mama sarva deva devaha. Krishna is father, mother, brother, he is all in all. And well, Radha and Krishna are not two, they are one. Ekatmanavapi bhuva pura bhuvi pura deha bhedau gatau tau. Chaitanya Charitamrita in the very beginning says ekatmana, Radha and Krishna are one atma, one spirit, but then at some point pura, long long time ago, deha bhedau, from one they became two. And then the next line says, and then 500 years ago they again became one. They are one, they became two, they become one again. So whatever is Krishna, well, that is also Radha. So she looks like a mother. Well, you could call mother of devotion.
Then where is the conception of life? She is seated in Parakya Rasa. Then if we call her as a mother, then where is the connection between this Parakya Rasa, like?
What is that?
Parakya Rasa means
para?
Parakya.
Parakya, Yeah, so for Parakya Bhava, for Lord expands himself and he plays with his that form, Radharani. Well, and not just he expands and becomes Radharani and then other expansions, but he also expands and he becomes us. We are also his expansions. We are also his parts and parcels meant for his enjoyment. So he enjoys Radha. He enjoys others. He also enjoys us. We are meant for his enjoyment. And with Radharani, kind of pleasure that she gives is a topmost pleasure, Alladani Shakti. We also give little pleasure. Radharani gives most of the pleasure, the topmost pleasure Lord derives in company of Radharani. So Parakiya Bhava, anyway, that's Swakiya. So he is in Dwarka to Swakiya. Or he become, from Krishna comes Radha, from Radha come all these Mahishis of Dwarka. They expand and become Lakshmis, and then Krishna is expanding also. and he's become Vishnu, or Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, and he's also Dwarkadish, and his forms are expanding, and Radha is expanding, and there is this corresponding Shakti and Shaktiman, and there's reciprocation of the pastimes. Yes? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Radha and Krishna.
So there is some reason why he combined both form, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusim. So similarly, Ramananda Raya also the combination form of Visakha and Arjuna. So is there any reason why?
I'm not sure. I mean, even we find such personalities Nanda Maharaj is also not one person, but there are two in one. So here with Ramananda Rai, we also, he's son of Bhavanand, and all his sons are Pandavas, and Ramananda Rai is Arjun, and he's also has another dimension, another designation, Vishakha. Well, as Arjun, as administrator, you know, he has become governor. That role is over. Now the Vishakha role begins as he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from the time Ramananda Rai is meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Arjun role is in the background, and now he's acting like a Vishakha. Okay, now you come to Jagannath Puri. Come as a Vishakha. And even the talks here going on the banks of Godavari are also like, he's in the presence of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Vishakha. Earlier he was administrator, governor, like a Kshatriya role, which Arjun also has. So something could be said like that. Arjun, here's Arjun, and now it's Vishakha.
Also embracing was the Sakharas, Sakhyaras, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Rai, it also like Sakhyaras or this was.
Yeah, this is Achintya. We say Achintya and we leave it aside. We don't fight or debate and speculate. Okay? Nidai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.